Whenever you have occasion to send a card, remember a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. The Hallmark Charlotte Greenwood Show. And here she is, that lovable lady of stage, screen, and radio, Charlotte Greenwood.
We tell the story of a young football hero who scores the winning touchdown, although he never carries the ball.
Is football one of your favorite sports?
Mr. Hay, I love to watch the game, but as far as my own abilities go, Pat is my specialty.
Yes, of course. I can see why.
Yes. As a matter of fact, in one of the Olympic games, they wanted me to enter the high hurdle races.
As a runner, Mrs. Greenwood?
No, as a hurdle. And it isn't Mrs. Greenwood, it's Miss Greenwood.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Oh. You're sorry.
Well, Charlotte Greenwood has as her special guest today the distinguished star of stage and screen, Mr. Donald Crisp. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Charlotte Greenwood is brought to you this Sunday and every Sunday at this time by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards to remind you that whenever you want to remember someone, you'll find a Hallmark card that says just what you want to say, the way you want to say it. So when you choose a card, look on the back for the three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Yes, don't forget. A Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. Now to Lakeview, where Aunt Charlotte, the Barton children, and practically everyone else in town are looking forward to the big football game this Saturday against Mound City, Lakeview's traditional rival. Aunt Charlotte has stopped by the high school to see the principal, Mr. Hayes, but on the way to his office, she is mobbed in the lower hall by a group of student fans.
How can she be so good, Miss Greenwood? A real movie star in our school.
Miss Greenwood, Miss Greenwood. Yes, John. Please sign your autograph across the top of this screen, my dear. Would you please?
Surely I'd be glad to. There. Now, well, heavens, now your theme reads Charlotte Greenwood, my pet peeve.
Yes.
Oh, Miss Greenwood, why don't you visit our class in 17th Century Drama?
If you know we're studying Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet now.
And do you know that I was one of the first actresses who was ever asked to play Juliet?
Well, Miss Greenwood, many actresses have been asked to play Shakespeare's Juliet.
Yes, but not by Shakespeare himself.
How was your trip to Hollywood?
Rough.
Well, how was Van Johnson?
Smooth.
How was California?
What?
Miss Greenwood, out in California, do they have winter out there, too?
Certainly not. The summer just gets colder. Supposed to be in the principal's office right now. Now, will someone show me the way?
Oh, I will. I'm going right past it.
Me too. Right past it.
Yes, I don't want to... I don't want to go right past it. I want to go right in it.
It was nice of you to stop in, Miss Greenwood. Have any trouble finding my office?
No, Mr. Hay. I was convoyed right to the door by a group of crew kids. High school kids certainly know the answer these days.
How true. How very true. Mm-hmm. Now, when I was young, I didn't know the answer.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know the question.
I certainly hope they didn't pester you with a lot of questions.
No, when interviewed, I always say I love American men. And I mean it.
Yes, quite. Miss Greenwood, we're very fortunate to have a woman of your ability take over the entertainment for our football banquet Saturday night.
Oh, I'm happy to do what I can, Mr. Hayes.
Well, you're certainly doing a great deal. Acting in it, writing it, directing it, producing it. I'd say you've got everything Orson Welles has.
I wish I had everything Rita Hayworth has.
Well, with your help, I know the annual football banquet would be a gala affair.
Well, it'll be a gala affair without anybody's help if the team wins Saturday.
But Miss Greenwood, it must be a lively evening in any event, whether we win or lose.
But, Mr. Hurley, how can we lose with Biff Jenkins, Wingfoot Malone, and Todd Roos on the team?
Well, with them, we have an excellent chance to win.
With them? You say that as though there were a possibility they may not play Saturday.
Unfortunately, between now and Saturday's game, there's a little hurdle called midterm examination.
Oh, yes.
However, well, the entire student body is looking forward to winning that game.
What about you, Mr. Hayes?
Well, just so we have a team and it puts up a good fight, that's the important thing.
Oh, but you would like to win, wouldn't you?
Well, when you're as much a part of Lakeview High as I am, it's human to want to win. But I guess you understand how I feel about this school and its students.
I can also understand why, Mr. Hayes. When I came in here a little while ago and saw those worn steps stuffed by generations of young feet, and saw the handrails polished by thousands of young hands, and the carvings in some of the window ledges dating back to the last century, and the trophies won through the years, well, I knew I wasn't in just another building.
No, Miss Greenwood. You were looking at the continuing tradition that no one who was ever a part of it could possibly forget.
Perhaps I feel it more deeply because only in my dreams was I ever part of anything like it.
Well, not to have been a part of it, yet to understand and love it, compliments you, Miss Greenwood. But you've made your own tradition, and Lakeview's getting the benefit of it.
That's the nicest thing anyone ever said to me. Thank you.
Now, while we talk over plans for the banquet, may I show you through the school?
Oh, I'd love it.
Football practice field, Miss Greenwood. Isn't that your Jack coming this way?
Yes, it is. Oh, even under that camouflage, I'd recognize his lanky frame. Look at him go.
He handled himself very well indeed.
Doesn't he? Oh, he ran that 30 yards without spilling a drop of the water in that bucket.
Mr. Hayes? Oh, gosh, did you see those three guys go? Look at them. Biff Jenkins, 5'11". Wingfoot Malone, 6'1". Todd Roos, 6'2". You know what you got when you put those three guys together?
One child of Greenwood.
Hey, with those three guys Saturday, we just can't lose. We'll sneer in our city, won't we, Mr. Hayes?
That's a fine search.
Now I know why Lakeview's nearly always a winner.
I did almost as much as Jack did, didn't I?
He did, Robert. Were you practicing football this afternoon, too?
I'll say. Saturday morning, I'll make it 3 hours. I hope I get to play.
I thought you were the captain of the team, Robert.
I was, but, well, Fatso Harris is now. He sort of runs things.
That slow-moving little lump of lard? How come he got to be captain, Frost?
He owns a football.
Well, I still think you ought to be captain instead of Fatso.
But Aunt Charlotte, it's his football.
I know, but it's your aunt who blows it up.
Hey, I have to cut the gap and hit these books. I got plenty of studying to do.
Jack, is it all right if I study on one side of the desk with you?
Okay, I'll take the left end.
I'll take the right end.
I'll take the quarterback. Now, don't you study out loud, will you? I got midterm exams coming up this week, and Mr. Hay hit it. They're going to be real skippy.
Now I understand.
What, Aunt Charlotte?
Jack, you've got to pass those midterms to be eligible to play in the big game Saturday, don't you?
Well, yeah, but that doesn't bother me. I just have to bone up a little, and I'll knock those exams for a loop.
What about the other boys on the team?
Well, Biff is a little weak in history, and Todd's not doing so well in English, and Wingfoot's having some trouble getting algebra through his skull, but I guess they'll make it all right.
But if they don't?
Well, they've got to make it, Aunt Charlotte, or they can't play. If they can't play, we've got no team.
You're still on it, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, if those guys flunked out, I'd really get a chance to play. Gosh, all season the coach has had me on a bench wrapped up in a blanket.
No, I wouldn't complain about that, Jack.
Even if the other guys were playing and you were wrapped up in a blanket from head to toe?
I look much better that way.
Well, come on. Just imagine me in a big game. Can't you just see me? I get the ball on my own 10-yard line. I dash off to the right. Two guys come at me. I reverse and I run to the left. Three guys come at me. I back up to the 5-yard line, to the 2-yard line. The crowd is screaming. Suddenly, I swing around and I take a mighty leap 10 feet into the air over everybody's head and dash 98 yards for a touchdown.
Funny. I was under the impression that football was a sport designed to teach teamwork. Not to give one or two individual players a spotlight?
Oh, yeah, sure, but just think of me, Aunt Charlotte, a hero. Why, they'll give me the seat of honor at the football banquet for making the winning touchdown.
Oh, and you're going to make that touchdown all by yourself?
Well, sure. Only one person can make a touchdown at a time, Aunt Charlotte.
I see, and the other 10 men of the team, they're just going to stand around and watch?
Oh, no, of course not. They're blocking and running interference and... Well, golly, the ball carrier has to have help getting through the line.
You are good.
Well,
I guess I've been sounding off like a prize square, yapping about how I might win the game Saturday. Well, I better get back to my studying.
Yeah. You want Lake U High to win that game, don't you?
Oh, more than anything else, Aunt Charlotte.
You're sure of that, Jack? More than anything else?
Of course.
Then the first step is to see to it that Biff and Wingfoot and Todd pass those midterms.
Oh, yeah, that's right, but gee, I don't think there's anything anybody can do.
Maybe anybody can't, but everybody might.
What do you mean,
Jack? When there's a job that's got to be done, there's got to be a way to do it.
Oh, gosh, Aunt Charlotte, I'll do anything I can.
Well, then get your hat and coat and come with me. We might be able to work something out.
Fine.
Say, are you really principal of the high school?
That's right, Robert.
That's funny. You look like such a nice man, too.
Good evening, Mr. Hayes.
Good evening, Miss Greenwood. I hope this is not an inconvenience, dropping in at such a late hour.
Not at all, Robert. Now, you run along now. It's past your bedtime.
Oh, I can't, Charlotte. Can I step a little while longer? I'll be real good, especially with a principal around.
All right, dear. Mr. Hay, I suppose you want to know what I've lined up in the way of entertainment,
Oh, I think we can leave that entirely up to you, Miss Greenwood. But, well, I'd like to ask your advice on another matter that's rather troubling me.
Aunt Charlotte, I'm getting sleepy. Can I sit in your lap?
Shall I help him up?
No, no, he can get up by himself. He's in training to be a mountain climber. There we are now. Now, Mr. Hay, what's troubling you?
Miss Greenwood, something usually tells me what my students are up to. But I have to admit that the antics of our team have been completely baffling me up at this point.
What antics, Mr. Hayes?
Wherever I turn, I bump into one or more players in the private huddle, and they all act guiltily.
Oh, I see.
Now, I know you have a very frank and open relationship with Jack, and so I thought that possibly you might be able to find out what's going on.
I know what's going on, Mr. Hayes, but I can't talk. But I can tell you this much. The boys are working on a plan to win that game Saturday.
Well, naturally, I shouldn't ask you to reveal the secret. But boys sometimes get the idea that winning a game means so much. They go to rather extreme lengths to do so.
But those boys aren't doing anything that you wouldn't approve of.
Well, Miss Greenwood, if you've endorsed it, I know it's an honorable plan. And with you backing them up, well, we're going to win or bust.
Well, that's a general idea. Especially if my poetry holds up.
Poetry?
It looks as if Robert is sound asleep. I'll put him on the davenport and let him finish his nap.
Yes, you know, Miss Greenwood, there really is nothing as peaceful as a sleeping child. But this poetry you...
Child, wait a minute, that's it. Give me a pencil, quick.
Well, here you are, that's...
In 1914, the world went wild, and America slept like a peaceful child. Thank you, Mr. Hay, for an inspired idea.
Just a month from today will be Christmas. I'm sure you know how the time will fly until before you realize it, Christmas will be here. That's why it makes good sense to choose your Christmas cards as soon as possible. Unhurried, you can enjoy looking for the Christmas card that would just suit Mother or Dad or that special friend. And you'll enjoy finding it at your Hallmark dealers. Yes, now while your Hallmark dealer has a complete line of Christmas cards to show you, you'll find the distinctive, unusual cards that are so right for everyone you want to remember. Beautiful cards for each member of the family. Tender Christmas sentiment for sweethearts. And, of course, dozens of gay little cutouts that say Merry Christmas to the youngsters from Santa. And for friends who appreciate spiritual themes, they are lovely, inspiring, religious cards. At Christmas, as always, you'll find Hallmark cards that say just what you want to say the way you want to say it. So see your Hallmark dealer tomorrow. Hallmark cards are on display at America's finest stores. Don't forget, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. Since Aunt Charlotte and Jack became very much concerned over the fact that Lakeview High School's three star football players may be ineligible to play on a big game Saturday, they've been away from home so much lately and have been acting so mysteriously that the rest of the family has become terribly disturbed. Now, Barbara and Robert are holding a meeting in the Barton kitchen. Barbara says...
Oh, at last. Robert, here comes Aunt Charlotte now up the back walk.
Barbara, doesn't Aunt Charlotte look like she's talking to herself?
Yeah. Hello, Aunt Charlotte.
Hi, Aunt Charlotte. Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. That's it.
We said hello, Aunt Charlotte.
Hello, Susan. Who has a pencil?
Aunt Charlotte, what's come over you? You're not yourself.
Is Jack home yet?
Jack? He's never home. He never eats or sleeps, and he's setting a bad example for Robert.
Well, things are not as bad as you think, Barbara.
But haven't you noticed the way Jack behaves these days? He comes sailing in and out.
Wait a minute. Behave? Sailing? In 1945, it's strange how a sailor behaves. From far and from wide, he comes in with the tide, and then he goes out with the waves.
Aunt Charlotte, I can't understand why you...
1776. In 1776.
Oh, Charlotte, we're in a terrible fix.
That's it, my love. In 1776, we were in a terrible fix.
I'll get it. Poetry. In the middle of a crisis, she writes poetry.
Well, Charlotte, at last I caught up with you. Hello, Matilda. Come in. We cheered the men of 1912, of 1812, which... How are you on rhymes, anyway?
Say, what are you babbling about, Charlotte Greenwood? And where in heaven's name have you been for the last few days?
Hello, Mrs. Hamilton.
Hiya, Mrs. Hamilton.
Hello, children.
Nothing seems to rhyme with 12.
Charlotte, what about the program for the football banquet?
Oh, we have some fine act lineup. Farmer Brown is going to open the show with his trained horse, and then I come on next.
The audience will think it's an encore.
Same old Matilda. And then Harry Baker is going to imitate Frank Sinatra.
Is he home practicing?
No, he's home reducing.
Now, let's see now. In 1865. Now, look, Charlotte, I'm trying to find out about the entertainment. What else had you?
Old Frank Carter is going to saw a man in half. He's very good at that. Remember last year he sawed a man in half?
Yeah, say, whatever happened to that fellow?
He's playing first and third base for the Brooklyn Dodgers.
I got it.
Ugly Man is now alive, who was there at the finish in 65.
Well, I'm looking at a woman who's still around.
Same old Matilda.
Yeah. But not the same old Charlotte. What in the world's the matter with you? From top to bottom, you're off the beam.
From top to bottom, I am a beam. Now, let's see now. In 1812, or thereabout,
good heavens, Robert, Barbara, what's wrong with your Aunt Charlotte?
Wrong? Why, nothing, Mrs. Hamilton. What makes you think something's wrong?
Now, don't tell me you haven't noticed it. This sudden passion for poetry. Rhymes. Why, didn't like her?
Oh, sure it is. Well, I'm sure that fellow that Scooby like that. Doesn't she, Barbara?
Oh, yes. After all, you know how movie stars are. They get up in the middle of the night and want watermelons with pearls.
Oh, and... That's sweet of you to alibi me, but it really isn't necessary. Matilda knows that I'm perfectly all right.
Ah,
in 1812, he took a chance. That village blacksmith pressed his pants. Now, that's no good.
Charlotte, if I didn't know you better, I'd say you've got a case of adolescent love.
Adolescent love?
Oh, good grief, I'm getting out of here.
Matilda, I'll see you to the door.
Door?
In 1812, we locked the door, and I'm a great big dinosaur.
Well, I'll be back to get something at
last. Barbara, is that love something bad? Writing poetry. Not noticing what's going on around us. Robert, now I know what's wrong. Aunt Charlotte's fallen in love.
Oh, heck. Somebody's always doing that around here and getting everything messed up.
Oh, at her impressionable age, too. Why, she could make the mistake of her life.
Hey, where are you going, Barbara? To give Aunt Charlotte the benefit of my experience.
Oh.
a hot talk.
Of course, dear. What is it?
It's about love, Aunt Charlotte.
Oh?
A love between a woman and a man.
I see. Is it serious?
Well, if it isn't serious, you're going to be the most surprised woman in the world.
Barbara, sit down beside me on the bed, dear. Now, suppose you start from the beginning.
Well, evidently, you don't realize it, but it's perfectly obvious to everybody else that things have gone pretty far.
Is that the beginning?
What I mean is, a man, if he really loves you, and you love him, and if he's the right kind of a person, he should come to your house and meet your family and sort of get acquainted. And not ask you to go sneaking off places to see him. Wouldn't he?
Well, if he's the right kind of a man, he wouldn't think of doing that, Barbara.
Oh, I'm glad you agree with me, Aunt Charlotte. That's why I'm talking to you. I hope you feel you can trust me.
I have always trusted you completely, darling.
All right. Then, Aunt Charlotte, I think I'm old enough for you to be perfectly frank with me and tell me all the facts.
Well, Barbara, who is the man?
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out.
You don't know who he is?
Well, how can I? You never bring him around.
I never bring him around?
No. And if you're in love with some man, you should bring him home and introduce him to us.
Oh, Barbara. Oh, you gave me a turn. I thought you were talking about some young man that you were in love with.
Me in love? Oh. Aunt Charlotte, it's you who's been mooning all over the place and writing poetry
but
and...
darling, if a man ever comes my way, I'll never act like that. I know, because a man did run after me once.
What happened?
Well, he discovered he was running in the wrong direction.
Oh, hurry, Aunt Charlotte. The day must be almost over. I at least want to see some.
Oh, I'm sorry. We couldn't get here sooner.
Oh, that's okay, Aunt Charlotte. How were you to know it was going to take us all morning and half the afternoon to set the stage for the banquet tonight?
Oh, I appreciate your helping me, Jack.
Oh, forget it. After all you've done, we've done it.
Well, you take it, Jack.
You see if you can find one that you can look through.
I don't need a knock hole. I can just look over the fence.
Can you see the scoreboard? What's the score?
Well, will you look at that? Geez, isn't that exciting?
Well, what, Aunt Charlotte? What? I can't see.
Matilda Hamilton is wearing a new green hat.
The score, Aunt Charlotte, the score.
Oh, 12 to 7.
We've got him 12 to 7?
No, Jack. It's favor of Mound City.
Favor of Mound City? Holy smoke. How can that be? Can you see the time clock? How many minutes are left to play?
1 minute and 20 seconds.
Oh, we're sunk.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's Lakeview's ball on our own 30-yard line.
Oh, yeah, I can see now.
But did you see that last play? What's the matter with Jeff and Wayne putting tied? They're all post.
Oh, it must have been a tough game.
Oh, no, we kept them up too late boning for the exams. They're worn out.
Oh, what was the use of it?
Well, if they hadn't boned up, they wouldn't have passed. And if they hadn't have passed, they wouldn't have been in there at all. Now, never give up. There's still 55 seconds yet to play.
You're just as much responsible for that touchdown as this.
But just standing out here yelling at him? Oh, gosh, Aunt Charlotte, I'd have given everything I've got if you had the chance to make that play.
Oh, but you did make that play, Jack, because you did give everything you've got.
But I wasn't even on the field.
But Biff and Wingfoot and Todd were there, weren't they?
Yeah, sure, sure.
Sure, sure. Well, there wasn't anything sure about it until you gave up your chance to play and gave your full time to help those boys with their studies. So they could be there on that field.
Well, that's not playing in the game.
Oh, the band is playing for Lakeview High and Biff and Wingfoot and Todd. But that music is just as much for you, Jack. The cheers are loud. They sound the names of teams. 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 But the heart and the spirit behind those cheers are yours. Believe me, Jack. The most important thing is the heart and the spirit. Instead of playing in the game, Jack, you play the game. That's teamwork.
Did you hear the news? Because of everything you did, they're going to make you an honorary member of the team.
Oh, now, they shouldn't do that.
Well, now, what do you want to be called? Quarterback, fullback, left half, or right half?
Better half.
Jack, come on. They're waiting for you at the banquet table. I'll go, Mr. Hayes.
That's right, Miss Freeman. You and Jack are to have the feast of honor.
Oh, feast of honor?
Me?
Jack, we all know now the part you and Miss Greenwood played in making certain that our three stars would be in the game today. That winning touchdown was yours.
Gee whiz. The feat of honor.
And to Miss Greenwood for her poetry.
Oh, no.
Aunt Charlotte, you mean all that poetry had nothing to do with love?
Love for Lakeview High School, Miss Barbara. This couldn't memorize his American history dates unless they were in rhymed verse. So Miss Greenwood was elected poet laureate.
Oh, Aunt Charlotte, so you were only writing poetry to get a fella to make a grade?
Yes, but the next time I hope I can write poetry to make the grade to get a fella.
We'll be back in a moment. Meanwhile, I want to remind you again, the next time you buy a card for any occasion, look on the back for the identifying words, a Hallmark card. H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K. A Hallmark card. Like sterling on silver, those three words are your assurance of finest quality. They tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Yes, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And our Charlotte Greenwood.
Friends, some friends and I, not long ago, enjoyed a lovely sight. We'd driven to a mountain top upon a starlit night, and down below the city spread in row on gleaming row, each avenue a golden shaft beneath the streetlight's glow. The friend who stood beside me said, "What strange things streetlights are. Down there, we hardly notice them. Up here, each one's a star. How strange a simple steady light that glows through heat or cold can turn our common city streets into a field of gold." I thought to myself, perhaps, it isn't strange at all. The things that make up loveliness are sometimes very small. And when we glimpse these qualities from our risen point above, we feel God's presence here expressed in faith and hope and love.
KECA, Los Angeles.